So what we're going to do is we're going to finish up tonight.
今晚呢，我们要结束了。
And so we're going to open in prayer and ask for the Lord's help.
我们祷告，求主来帮助。
Our Father, we come to you tonight in the blessed name of Jesus.
父，我们奉你那配得称颂的爱子耶稣的名来到你面前。
Father, we recognize that apart from you, we can do nothing.
主，我们知道离开了你，我们什么都不能做。
And so we pray for your help.
主，我们祈求你的帮助。
Father, we know it's been a long day.
主啊，这是一个很长的一天。
And we pray that you would help us to give attention to your word.
帮助我们能够注意集中在你的话语上。
We pray, Father, for the help of your Spirit to glorify Jesus.
也求你圣灵帮助我们来荣耀耶稣。
In his name we pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。Amen.
Well, I understand that these sessions have been difficult.
我知道这前面几堂课都有一些困难啊。
And for some of you, maybe some of these doctrines have been new.
对有些人来说，这些教义是新的，从前没听过的。
Ultimately, the question is, are they biblical?
最终我们要问的问题是，这些教义是否是基于圣经、出于圣经、合乎圣经的？
And I would urge you to search the scriptures.
我鼓励你自己查考圣经。
To see whether these things are true.
看看这道是与不是。
Someone might ask, well, what difference does it make?
有些人也许会问，那是又怎么样，不是又怎么样呢？
What difference does it make what I think about election?
我对神的拣选的认识，我认识又怎么样，不认识又有什么不同呢？
What difference does it make whether how do I believe a person comes to faith?
我不管我怎么认识人怎么样蒙召来到神面前，怎么样信耶稣，这对我有什么影响？
These truths are not unimportant.
这些真理不是不重要的。
There is actually a lot at stake whether we believe them or not.
我们信不信这些真理，这些教义，真是事关重大。
When we ask ourselves, what difference does it make?
当我们问我们自己，这个信不信又有什么差别呢？
We have to ask ourselves, are we going to believe the truth that most glorifies God or most magnifies me?
我们就要问，这个我们所相信的是，这个真理是把荣耀最大的荣耀归给神呢，还是把荣耀归给自己呢？
Ultimately, we're going to want to believe that which brings God the most glory.
所以最终我们要相信那能够把最大荣耀归给主的圣经的教导。
And so we're going to review a little bit.
所以我们先要复习一下。
And so earlier this afternoon we talked about effectual calling.
好，今天下午我们讲到了有效的恩召。
And we said we noted that it's called different things.
我们知道这有效的恩召被称之为有不同的名称啊。
We noted that it's sometimes called irresistible grace.
有时候称之为无可抗拒的恩典。
And that it actually is somewhat of a deficient term.
这是一个不太恰当的一个用词啊。
Because not all grace is irresistible grace.
不是所有的恩典都是无可抗拒的啊。
We talked about invincible grace.
我们又讲到了必然得胜的恩典。
And that's a good picture.
这是一个美好的图画、啊、
Because it shows God's grace overcoming our resistance.
因为这讲到神的恩典胜过我们的抵挡。
We talk about efficacious grace.
我们又讲到了那大有功效的恩典。
Which is grace that is effective in actually bringing us to Jesus.
这是能够把我们带到主面前的有效的恩典啊。
But we landed on the term effectual calling.
最后我们决定呢，用这个有效的恩召这个词是最恰当的。
That is the specific call that comes to the sinner.
这是一个特别临到罪人的呼召。
That then brings them to faith in Jesus Christ.
把他们吸引到信靠耶稣基督。
We then looked at three paragraphs from the Baptist Confession.
然后我们看了三段。浸信会的信仰告白啊，这一段还有这一段，这三段好。
And then we noted three presuppositions.
我们看了三个预设。
Effectual calling presupposes total depravity.
有效的恩召预设了人的全然败坏。
The reason effectual calling is necessary is because we're dead in trespasses and sins.
我们之所以需要呢有效的恩召，因为我们死在罪恶过犯中，所以必须有恩召，有效的呼召我们。
Effectual calling also presupposes election.
有效的恩召呢，也预设了神的拣选。
Those whom God has chosen,
神所拣选的人。
Are the ones that he then effectually brings to himself.
那么他也会有效地把他带到他自己面前，一步一步的。
And then we talked about the relationship between effectual calling and regeneration.
然后我们讲到有效的恩召和重生之间的关系啊。
It is actually the work of the Spirit.
是圣灵的工作。
In the new birth.
借着重生。
That makes the call of God effective.
使恩召产生果效。
Okay. Then we said that the scripture teaches two different calls.
然后我们讲到圣经教导有两种不同的呼召。
There is the external call.
有那福音外在的呼召。
And we noted that this is commanded of God's people.
我们看到这是神的吩咐要我们来回应这个呼召，要传这个。
We are called to preach the gospel to all creation.
神召我们要传福音给万民听，召万人悔改。
That's our responsibility.
这是我们的责任，要传福音。
We have a responsibility to take the gospel to our family, our friends.
我们有责任把这个福音传给我们的家人，我们的朋友。
And to the nations.
和万国万邦，呼召他们悔改。
Then we noted that the external call is universal and indiscriminate.
然后我们看到这个外在的呼召是普世性的，也是不分等级的。
It goes to all places,
传给所有的人
and to all people,
所有的地方。
So there's no sense of making a distinction when the external call goes out.
所以这个外在的呼召要传遍各处，这不分等级阶层的。
And then finally, we noted that it is resistible.
最后呢，我们又看到这个普世的呼召呢，也是可以拒绝的，外在的呼召。
To bring this close to home,
我们讲的更贴切一点了。
There might be some of you who are not Christians.
我们当中也许有人还不是基督徒。
And you've heard the gospel this weekend.
你这个周末听到了福音了，你已经听了。
And you can continue to resist to believe.
你可以继续拒绝相信。
And of course, you will be held responsible for your resistance.
当然，你因着你的拒绝呢，有一天要交账。
But the fact is that you can harden your heart.
但是你可以硬着你的心肠。
That is for the external call.
因为这是神外在的呼召，你可以拒绝。
But then we talked about the effectual call.
然后我们又讲到了那有效的呼召，福音的里面的呼召。
I saw a great picture of the effectual call between the sessions.
在这个当中呢，我看到了一个很好的图画，一幅图画，就是有效呼召的图画。
A lovely young couple was showing me pictures.
对，年轻人给我看照片啊。
And they were showing me a picture of their village.
给我们看他们的那个村庄的照片。
And there was a bridge that went across the river to their village.
有一条桥呢，跨过一条河进到他们的家乡的小村庄。
But during the war, the bridge got blown up.
但是在那个打仗期间呢，这条桥断掉了。
So only half of the bridge went across.
所以只有半条桥。
And so that bridge would be ineffective.
所以这条桥是无功效的。
That bridge would not actually get you all the way across.
这条桥不能够把你完全的带到那边。
Some people view God's grace like that bridge.
有些人啊，认为神的恩典就像那个半条桥。
God's grace comes to you and it gets you halfway across.
神的恩典临到你，带领你走过一半的路。
But then you have to get the rest of the way.
那另外一半呢，就要靠你自己努力了。
And what I'm saying,
我所说的不是如此啊。
Is that God's effective grace,
就是神那有效的恩典啊。
Is like a bridge that goes all the way across.
就像一条完整的桥，把你整个带 带过去.
And it doesn't just say go halfway and then do the rest on your own.
它不会只把你带一半，然后另外一半要你自己努力，靠你自己完成.
But it completes the work that it begins.
但是它所开始的工作要创始成终.
And so we began to unfold the effectual call. We looked at a number of passages.
所以我们就看了这个神的有效的呼召，我们看了几段经文啊。
And we're going to look at just a few more.
First Peter 2:9.
And so Peter tells his readers
好，所以彼得告诉他的读者
that they are a chosen race.
你们是被拣选的族类
that they are a royal priesthood.
你们是有君尊的祭司
a holy nation.
是圣洁的国度
a people for God's own possession.
是属神的子民
with the result that
好，好叫有什么结果呢？
They would proclaim the excellencies
好叫你们宣扬
of him who called you out of darkness
那召你们出黑暗
into his marvelous light
入奇妙光明者的美德
Here is another example of God's effectual call.
这里是另外一个神的有效呼召的图画
Before we come to Christ, we're in darkness.
在我们来到基督面前之前，我们在黑暗中。
And when God calls us,
好，当神呼召我们。
He comes to us and takes us out of darkness into His light.
他就来到我们这，把我们从黑暗中带出来，进入他那奇妙的光明中。
He doesn't wait for us to grope around in the darkness until we get close to the light.
他不让我们在黑暗中摸索，直到我们越摸越近光。不。
He effectively brings us out of darkness into light.
他有效地把我们从黑暗中带出来，进入他的光明中。
Okay. One more passage from Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1.
另外一节经文,彼得后书一章,十节,
verse 10.
Okay. 所以弟兄们,应当更加殷勤,使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移,你们若行这几样,就永不失脚。
Now, if you think about this passage,
如果你想这段经文啊,
Peter tells us to make sure
彼得告诉我们要肯定
about God's calling and choosing us
要使你们的所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移啊
If the only kind of call that the Bible talked about was the external call
如果圣经所讲的所有的这些呼召都是外在的呼召而已啊
This wouldn't make any sense
那这段经文就没有意义了
To make sure that you'd been called externally
你要使你外面所蒙的呼召坚定的话
would be just to make sure that you've heard the gospel
那就是说你要听见福音而已啊
But Peter's telling us something more than that
但是彼得所讲的超越这个,超过这个
He says make sure God has called you
他说你要肯定啊,神的恩召,你所蒙的恩召坚定不移
And make sure God has chosen you
你要肯定啊,神已经拣选了你
In a sense, we know that God has chosen us
我们要知道神已经拣选我们
when we're certain that He's effectively called us.
我们就肯定了他的确呼召了我们
Then we looked at two examples from Scripture, Ezekiel's Valley of Dry Bones
然后我们看了两个例子,一个就是以西结的枯骨的山谷
And then the raising of Lazarus from the dead
第二个例子是拉萨路从死里复活的例子
I'd like to take a look at one more example.
我们要再看一个例子。
Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章。 耶稣又进了会堂, 在那里有一个人枯干了一只手, 众人窥探耶稣, 要在安息日医治不医治, 意思是要控告耶稣。 耶稣对那枯干了一只手的人说, 起来站在当中。 又向众人说,在安息日行善行恶,救命害命,哪样是可以的呢? 他们都不作声。耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就复了原。法利赛人出去同西律一党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
In this passage, we see Jesus.
在这段经文中看到耶稣啊。
And he's in the synagogue.
他在会堂里。
And there's a man in the synagogue with a withered hand.
有一个手枯了的人在这个会堂里。
Have you ever seen somebody with a withered hand?
你有没有见过手枯干的人啊？
The hand and the arm has lost all muscle.
他的手啊，他的手臂没有任何的肌肉了。
And it has what we would call atrophied.
就是没有能力了。
And so it was virtually paralyzed.
整个都瘫痪了。
And so here's this man with a withered hand.
有这样一个人啊。
And Jesus says to him,
耶稣对他说，
stretch out your hand.
伸出你的手来。
The problem with a withered hand
这个手枯干的人的问题是
is that you have no control to stretch it out.
你根本没有控制能力把你的手给伸出去嘛。
But notice what the man does.
再注意这个人做什么事。
As Jesus says, stretch out your hand.
当耶稣说伸出你的手来。
He stretches out his hand and it's restored.
他就伸出手来，结果就好了，复原了。
And it's the very same picture of us with the gospel.
这就是我们怎么样回应福音的图画。
In a sense, we are spiritually paralyzed.
从一角度来说，我们灵里面我们是瘫痪的、残疾的。
Withered and unable to do what we know God tells us to do.
我们心灵枯干了，我们不能够做神要我们吩咐我们要做的事。
And when the command of the gospel comes to us,
但是当福音的吩咐命令临到我们的时候
，in the power of the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵的能力。
He enables us to do what we could not do on our own.
他就加我们能力，使我们能够做出我们靠自己做不到的事情。
And that is the effectual call of the gospel.
这就是福音有效的呼召。
And so we should be very, very thankful to God.
所以我们应该很感谢上帝啊。
That He's done for us.
他为我们做了
that which we could not do for ourselves.
我们自己做不到的事。
I was raised as a Roman Catholic.
我是在天主教堂里头长大的。
And I was very, very religious growing up.
我小的时候，我长大的时候，在罗马天主教里头，我是非常敬虔的。
I went to mass all the time.
我总是参加弥撒。
I did all the rituals.
我参加那些宗教仪式、宗教活动。
And I felt very self-righteous.
我就觉得很自义啊！你看，我是个好人啊。
But then I started to feel conviction over my sins.
然后我因着我犯的罪，心里头觉得受控告。
I started to feel the weight of guilt.
我就感觉到那个罪疚感的压力沉重。
And so I wanted to be relieved of that guilt.
我愿意从我的那个压力之下，那个罪疚感中得到释放。
I wanted to know that God was not angry at me.
我想要知道神不再生我的气，不再向我发怒了。
But had forgiven me of my sins.
我愿意神赦免我一切的罪。
And so I did what I knew to do.
所以我就做了我当时所知道当做的事。
I went to the priest and made confession.
我就跑到神父那儿去，我向神父认罪。
But I still felt the weight of my sin.
尽管如此，我还是觉得罪疚感压身呐，心里没有释放。
My mother gave me a Bible.
我妈妈给了我一本圣经。
And I started reading it.
我就开始读圣经。
And I started, she told me to start in the New Testament.
她叫我从新约开始读。
And so I started reading the Gospel of Matthew.
我就读了马太福音开始。
And I felt pretty religious about it.
我就觉得我挺敬虔的，我还读圣经呢。
But then I got to Matthew chapter 5.
然后我读到马太第五章。
And I read these words.
我读到这样的话。
Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees.
除非你的义超过胜过文士和法利赛人的义
，You will not inherit the kingdom of heaven，
就断不能进天国。
And what I felt at that moment，
那个时刻我感觉到
，was the incredible weight of my own inability，
我就感觉到 我完全无能，我不能自拔。
To do what Jesus has said I needed to do.
我不可能达到耶稣要求我做的事情。
And so I cried and cried.
所以我就哭啊哭啊。
I called my mother into my room.
我把我妈妈请到我的房间来。
I told her my sins.
我就告诉我妈妈我犯的罪。
And I felt so miserable.
我觉得 我真的好痛苦啊。
And my mom looked at me and told me these words.
我妈妈眼睛看着我，告诉我说，
God loves you.
神爱你。
And God will forgive you.
神会赦免你的。
Just trust in Jesus alone.
只要信靠，唯独信靠耶稣。
There was no earthquake.
没有地震啊，当时。
Or thunder and lightning.
天上也没有打雷，也没有什么下雨。
But a wonderful sense of peace came to me.
但是一种美好的，超越人能够形容的平安突然临到我。
I had a sense of relief.
我就觉得如释重担。
That God really did love me.
神的确爱我。
And had really forgiven my sins through the blood of Christ.
借着耶稣的血，真正的赦免了我一切的罪。
I had been raised my whole life.
我这一辈子啊，从小长大。
To think that I should put my trust in a church.
我以为我要信靠一个教会，天主教啊。
But in a flash.
但是转瞬之间。
I realized I needed to put my trust in Christ.
我认识到。我不是信靠教会，乃是信靠基督。
And Christ alone.
唯独基督。
And when that happened,
当那个发生的时候，
it was like God lifted this huge burden off of me.
就像神把我身上的重担突然卸下来一样。
What had happened to me?
当时发生什么事呢？
Is that God simply took me from darkness into light.
就是神把我从黑暗中迁入光明中。
It wasn't because I said special words.
不是因为我说了一些什么特别的祷告什么的。
It wasn't because I cried a certain number of tears.
或者我流了多少眼泪。
It was because God, who was rich in mercy,
乃是因为那大有怜悯恩典的神，
made me alive in Christ.
使我在基督里复活了。
And some of you actually feel that weight of sin.
也许我们当中有人现在正在感觉那个罪的重担。
And you go to bed at night and your conscience bothers you.
你晚上睡觉的时候，你的良心也会责备你。
And you want to know more than anything that you are forgiven.
你愿意知道你的罪得赦免，你真是渴求啊，知道自己蒙恩了。
I urge you tonight to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
我恳求你今晚就把你的信心完全寄托在耶稣基督，唯独基督身上。
And when you believe,
当你信靠他，
you will realize,
你就会认识到，
that it was the Spirit of God,
是神的灵，
who took you from death to life,
他把你从死带到生当中。
As we wrap this up tonight,
好，我们今天就要结束。
I want to make a few observations about the free offer of the gospel and effectual calling.
我们要看看福音的恩赐和有效的恩召，我们要观察几个重点啊。
As we've talked about this subject today,
当我们讲到这个主题啊，今天
we've said two things that are very important.
我们讲到两件事非常重要。
On the one hand, we have affirmed that God has his elect.
好，一方面呢我们肯定神有他的选民。
And he will most certainly effectively call his elect.
他一定会有效地呼召他的选民进入他的国度。
And that is all of God's grace.
这一切都是神的恩典。
But we've also said,
但另一方面我们也说了，
that we have the responsibility to believe.
我们有责任要相信啊。
And the responsibility to repent.
我们有责任要悔改啊。
And we have the responsibility to share the gospel with others.
我们也有责任把这福音传给别人。
And so the first thing that I want to say in conclusion.
所以在结尾我要说的第一件事。
Is that we have to acknowledge an element of mystery between sovereign grace and moral responsibility.
我们必须要承认在神的主权的恩典和人的 道德的责任之间呢，有奥秘的因素或是成分。
We need to acknowledge that all people are morally obligated to repent and to believe the gospel.
我们必须要承认，每一个人都有责任，有道德责任，要悔改，要相信这福音。
Paul was preaching at Mars Hill in Acts 17.
在使徒行传十七章，保罗在
雅略巴谷
雅典那里传福音，在讲道。
And he said to the philosophers,
他跟这些哲学家说
，God has commanded all men everywhere to repent.
如今神吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
Paul then later would say in 2 Thessalonians,
然后在帖撒罗尼迦后书，保罗会继续又会说
，Chapter 1,
第一章
，that people would actually go to hell,
人会下地狱。
Because they don't believe or obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果他们不顺从我们主耶稣基督的福音，他们会下地狱，会沉沦灭亡。
And so people say, well, how do these things fit together?
所以人就会问了，这两个怎么会凑在一块呢？
Listen very carefully.
好，请注意听啊。
None of us are smart enough to put them together.
我们呢，没有一个人够聪明，把这些事情都凑在一块儿，刚好天衣无缝，不可能的。
Remember, God's ways are not our ways.
记得神的道路超过我们的道路。
And God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
神的意念也高过我们的意念。
And as high as the heavens are above the earth,
正如天离地何等高。
So His thoughts are above our thoughts.
他的意念也如何高过我们的意念。
God is infinite.
神是无限的。
And we're finite.
我们都是有限的人。
And so when we come to the Bible,
所以当我们来到圣经面前
we should not be surprised.
我们不应该觉得很惊讶
when we can't get our brains all around everything.
当我们的脑袋瓜不能够了解所有的事情，我们不要以为奇怪。
There are going to be elements of mystery.
因为圣经里头会有一些奥秘的不能理解的因素。
And elements of tension.
有一些张力。一些因素
not contradiction
不是矛盾啊
but a sense of tension
而是似非而是的一种张力
because of the smallness of our minds
因为我们的脑袋瓜太小了不能理解
even if you are exceptionally brilliant
就算你聪明过人啊
mathematician
你是个大数学家
engineer
你是个大工程师
biochemist
你是个生物工程师生物化学家
computer scientist
或者什么电脑大学家
no matter how smart you are
管你多聪明多有智慧
you always have to remain humble before the living God
在这位永活的神面前你我都要保守自己谦卑
and have the faith to embrace the word of God
我们要凭信心接受神的话语所启示的真理
The second thing we want to remember
好第二件我们要记得的事情
is that we acknowledge both the end and the means
我们要认定其目的和达到目的的方法或是途径
We've already looked at the 2 Timothy passage
我们已经看了后书
no,
提摩太后书的这段经文 okay.
And Paul says he endures all things for the sake of the elect
保罗说呢所以我为选民凡事忍耐
He was not a fatalist
他不是一个宿命论者
But rather he saw that his life mattered
他知道他的生活有后果的
And his sufferings were a means of God bringing the elect to himself
他的忍耐他的苦难是神借着他的苦难要达到拯救这些选民的途径
But I'd like you to look at another passage
我要你再看一段经文啊
Romans chapter 10
罗马书第十章
Now all you have here is verse 17
我们这里只有十七节啊
But let me read from verse 14
我们从十三节开始，罗马书第十章啊。
And let me tell you a fascinating thing about Romans 10.
让我告诉你一件有关罗马书第十章的一件很引人入胜的事。
It follows Romans 9.
它在第九章之后。
Isn't that fascinating?
这个引人入胜吗？
I know you're tired.
我知道你很疲倦。
Romans 10 follows Romans 9.
罗马书第十章是在第九章之后，对不对？
And you say, you Americans think you're so smart.
美国人真是以为很聪明吗？
Romans 9 is about God's election.
罗马书第九章是有关神的拣选，对不对？
And then we read in Romans 10 these words, verse 14.
然后我们在第十章第十四节读到这些话。
Verse 13.
第十三节读到。
Go ahead and read 13. Okay. Just read 13.
十三节。因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
So what does that sound like to you? Sounds like to me...
这个听起来像什么？我听起来这个有点像。
That whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
凡求告主名的就会得救嘛，对不对？是不是？
And that's true tonight.
这今晚也是真的，这是真理。
But then Paul asks a question in verse 14.
然后十四节保罗问这个问题。
Go ahead.
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见，怎能信他呢？没有传道的怎能听见呢？
Verse 15.
好，十五节。若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？就如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
And so the very same apostle,
是这同一个使徒保罗，
who teaches that God has his elect in Romans chapter 9,
在罗马书第九章保罗已经教导了神已经有他的选民了，他所预定的选民，
is the very same apostle who says, how are they going to call on him whom they have not believed?
这同一位使徒在第十章说，如果他们没有听见，他们怎么能够信他呢？
And how are they going to believe on him whom they've not heard?
他们没有听见，怎么能够信呢？
And how are they going to hear unless there's a preacher?
没有传道人，他们怎么听见呢？
And how are they going to preach unless they're sent?
如果他们没有奉差遣，怎么能够传道呢？
And so God not only...decrees the end.
神不仅仅预定了最后的结果。
I have my elect.
神说我有我的选民。
Chosen before the foundations of the earth.
在创世之前我就已经拣选预定他们得永生了。
And I'm going to bring them to myself.
我最终要把他们带到我的面前。
But in order to bring them to myself.
但是要把他们带到我面前。
I'm going to have somebody send a missionary.
我必须要有人奉差遣而去传福音给他们听。
And that missionary is going to preach.
然后那个传道人要去传福音。
And that person's going to hear.
然后那个人会听见福音。
And when they hear,
当他们听见了，
they will believe.
他们会相信。
And so God ordains not only the end, but the means.
所以神不仅仅预定了最后的结局，也预定了他所用的方法来达到这个最后的目的。
And so the third concluding principle.
所以第三个总结的原则
is that we have to acknowledge our task.
我们必须要承认认定我们的使命。
We have to be serious about evangelism and world missions.
Okay, 认定自己的职责，我们必须对传福音和世界普世宣教要我们要认真，这是我们的职责。
Notice Paul in Romans chapter 1.
好，注意罗马书第一章。
Verse 14
to 17. 到17节，无论是希利尼人、话外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
And so Paul says very clearly in verse 14, I am under obligation.
所以十四节保罗说得很清楚啊，我欠了他们的债。
Some translations say something like, I am a debtor.
啊，这 is like Chinese translation.
Oh, okay.
对，就说我有责任啊，我欠他们这个福音的债。
Now, why would Paul say that he was under obligation?
为什么保罗说我欠了他们的债呢？我有责任，我有职责，责无旁贷，换言之。
When you understand that the grace of God came to you freely,
当你明白了神的恩典白白的领导你
You have a sense of obligation to others.
你就会有一种负债感了。你觉得我责无旁，我有责任要把这个好消息传给别人。
If salvation came to you because of your merit,
如果你得到救恩是因着你自己的好行为。
You could say, I deserve it, and that person didn't.
你就可以说，你看，我配，他们不配，我比他们好。
But when you realize that none of us deserved it,
当你明白了，我们没有一个人配得这个恩典。
And that the grace of God is free,
神的恩典是白白的。
Then you realize that you didn't deserve it any more than anybody else.
你认识到你不比任何人更好，更配得到这个恩典。
And there is a sense in which our hearts are burdened for others.
所以我们的心就会有一种负担，也为别人的救恩担忧。
And not just people who are just like us.
不仅是像我们一样同种族的人。
Paul says he was under obligation to both Greeks and barbarians.
保罗说，我欠他们债，不论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，都欠他们债。
On the one hand, the intelligent and the sophisticated.
一方面，这些是很有智慧的、高智商的人，这些文明人。
The barbarians.
还有那些化外人、野蛮人。
I don't know exactly who you see as barbarians.
我不知道你眼中的化外人是哪些人啊。
Maybe you see Americans as barbarians.
因为你也许你认为美国人像化外人啊。
So you could say I'm under obligation.
所以说你说你可以认为你欠了他们的债。
To the intelligent Chinese.
不管你是很智慧的有学问的中国人呢。
And to barbarian Americans.
或者是化外的美国人啊。
He says to the wise, to the foolish.
不管你是有智慧没有智慧有文化没文化。
Paul saw straight across racial lines.
保罗他的眼光超越种族的界限。
And felt a burden for everyone.
他觉得他有负担要把福音传给所有的人欠了所有人的债。
And so then he could turn around and say, I'm eager to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome.
所以他说我情愿尽我力量把福音也传给你们这些在罗马的人十五节。
And so we have a huge task in front of us.
所以我们眼前有一个很大的责任。
We've been given the Great Commission by Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督给了我们这个大使命。
And we should have a heart for our people.
我们应该对我们自己的同胞有负担。
And for the nations of this world.
也为世上的万国万邦都有福音的负担。
We should desire to see the glory of Christ spread throughout the earth.
我们应当渴望基督的荣耀在全世界都彰显出来。
And his kingdom to advance among all the nations.
他的国度在万国万邦当中都行出来。
And when we realize that he has freely forgiven us.
我们知道神已经白白地赦免我们一切的罪。
We'll have a desire to see that offer of the gospel given to others.
我们也有这样的负担，把这福音的好消息传给其他的人。
Hermann Bavinck, who's an old theologian, you have this quote here.
有一个 yeah,、okay. 哦，这个神学家他说，
Go ahead.
我们必须呼召普世的人都来信靠救主，这是基督的命令。至于结果如何，我们交托给神。我们有责任，只是顺服而已。福音必须传给所有的人。不是给蒙拣选的人而已，或是被遗弃的人，乃是给所有的罪人，因为人人都需要救赎。
So we don't take the things that we've heard today.
所以我们不是把今天所听到的这一切。
And just think about people in terms of elect or non-elect.
把人分成蒙拣选或是不蒙拣选的。
But rather we are to look at people.
但是我们要看所有的人。
As sinners in need of redemption.
人人都是罪人，人人需要福音。
And our hearts should be burdened for them.
我们心中应当有负担，把福音传给所有的人。
The great British preacher Charles Spurgeon.
英国的这讲道王子斯布珍。
Believed these truths that we were talking about today.
相信我们今天所传讲的这真理。
He believed in election.
他相信神的预定。
He believed that the elect would only come to faith through effectual calling.
他相信选民 唯有借着有效的恩召才能够信靠基督。
And yet he preached with great zeal.
但是他讲道的时候却全力以赴。
And great earnestness.
他激情地传讲神的福音。
So that people that listened to him preach.
好叫那些听到他传道的人。
Would say that man is dying to have me saved.
就会说那个人宁可死啊，他愿付出不惜任何代价。要我听见福音，要我得救啊。
These truths that we're talking about are not mutually exclusive.
我们所讲的这些真理不是彼此矛盾，不是互相排斥的。
But rather they come together.
这些真理是彼此吻合的。
And motivate us to spread the gospel.
而且给我们传福音的动机和动力。
The final point.
好，最后一点。
Is that we leave the results with God and give Him all the glory.
我们把最后的结果交给神，并将一切的荣耀都归给他。
I don't have the power to convert anybody.
我没有能力叫任何人信主啊。
Pastor Larry doesn't have the power to convert anybody.
都没能力。
Only the Spirit of God can convert somebody.
唯有神的灵能够使我们归信他。
Only the grace of God can transform a person's life.
唯有神的恩典能够改变一个人的生命。
We are called to be faithful.
神呼召我们是做他忠心的管家。
Faithful in our witness.
在我们的见证上忠心传讲。
Faithful in our lives.
在我们的生命中也言行一致。
Faithful in supporting the work of missions.
也忠心的支持传道的工作。
And then we gladly leave the results in the hands of a faithful God.
我们就甘心把一切的后果交在那信实的神的手中。
This gives us great confidence.
这就给了我们很大的安慰。
I mentioned to you last night William Carey.
昨天晚上我跟大家提到了宣教之父 William Carey.
William Carey left England to go to India.
William Carey 他离开了他的本土英国去印度传道。
Because he believed Christ had other sheep.
因为他相信基督在那里还有其他的另外的羊，不在这个圈里的羊。
He labored for 7 years.
他苦苦埋头苦干七年。
With trial and tribulation and hardship.
经历了许多的患难、逼迫、劳苦。
Tempted to give up many times.
他多次都想要放弃了。
But he kept on going.
但是他仍然继续往前进，勇往直前。
Believing that it was God's work.
相信这是神的工作。
Believing that the results belong to God.
相信最后的结果是在神手里。
And he had his first convert.
然后他带领第一个人信主。
After 7 years.
七年的劳苦之后才见到第一个果子。
But he stayed faithful.
但他仍然忠心地勇往直前。
And his impact on India lasts to this day.
所以他对印度的影响力一直留到如今。
Missionaries throughout the history of the Christian church.
在基督教会的传教士的历史当中
，in great sacrifice，
借着很大的牺牲
，have laid down their lives，
甚至传道士舍命，
knowing,
知道
that God required them to be faithful，
神要求我们要忠心
，and that God would take care of the result，
神会负责一切的后果。
This brings great freedom，
这给我们很大的释放与自由。
brings great freedom as parents。
不论我们是父母，
I have 3 children.
我有三个孩子。
My greatest desire is that each one of my children would know the Lord Jesus Christ.
我最大的愿望是我每个孩子都能够认识主耶稣基督。
My 2 older ones know Christ.
我两个大孩子都已经信了主耶稣了。
My youngest son does not profess faith.
我的最小的儿子呢，还没有承认耶稣啊。
I want to be a faithful father to him.
我愿意做他一个一个忠心的爸爸。
A good example to him as a Christian man.
我要做一个基督徒的好榜样在我儿子面前。
I want to faithfully give the gospel to him over and over.
我要忠心的一而再再而三的把这福音传讲给他听。
But if I thought for 1 minute,
但如果我想到一分钟
that the strength of my example,
靠着我的见证的力量，我的榜样的能力，
or the persuasiveness of my words,
或者靠着我的口才的流利，
were the ultimate determining factors.
这些靠着我的榜样，我的口才能够最终的能够决定他的生死，他的得救的话，
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
我就睡不着觉了。
I would be so worried whether I've done enough.
我就会成天担心我做得够不够啊。
But my confidence is not in my ability to share the gospel.
但是我的信心不是建立在我能够说服人的能力，我能传福音的口才。
My confidence is in God who shows mercy.
我的信心乃是在那位发怜悯的神身上。
Some of you have parents that are unconverted.
你们当中有人有些父母还没有信主。
And you wonder whether they will ever turn to Christ.
所以你有时候不知道我父母什么时候才能信主呢？
And you continue to pray.
你继续为他们祷告。
And at times you think there's no way they're going to turn.
有时候你想他们是无可救药，他们不可能信了。
If it depends on you, you're right.
如果是靠你的话，你就对了。
But it depends on God who has mercy.
但是不是靠你，乃是靠那发怜悯的神。
And so you keep on praying.
所以你继续祷告。
And you keep on witnessing.
你继续传福音。
And you remain faithful.
你继续忠心。
Knowing that the results are in the hands of a good and loving God.
因为你知道最后的结果在那一位美好善良的信实的神的手中。
And so are these doctrines practical?
所以这些教义，这些圣经教导是不是与我们生活息息相关呢？
I would say they're very, very practical.
非常的有关系。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父，我们为着你的道感谢你。
Forever settled in heaven.
因为你的话立定在天。
The grass withers and the flower fades.
因为花会凋谢，草会枯干。
But the word of our God abides forever.
唯有主的道永远长存。
Father, we pray that you would bless your word to your people tonight.
父啊，愿你祝福你的话语，好叫你的百姓蒙福。
Give us supreme confidence in the power of the gospel.
让我们对你的福音有绝对的信心、信念。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs, and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.